This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is praising President Trump's executive order today, telling federal agencies to rewrite environmental regulations. She was part of a coalition of 29 states involved in litigation against the EPA over the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. In a statement this afternoon, Rutledge said the plan was unlawful and would have brought about great harm to ratepayers across Arkansas. Glenn Hooks is director of the Arkansas Sierra Club and spoke with me about his concerns on today's developments.
Well, the Clean Power Plan that was passed during the Obama administration was aimed at reducing pollution from our state's existing power plants. It was going to create thousands of jobs, it was going to clean up the air, and it was going to lead to the reduction or the retirement of a couple of our really dirty and older coal-fired power plants. Today, President Trump announced a lot of things, one of which is an effort to repeal the Clean Power Plan. For someone who claims to be a jobs president and interested in economic activity, working to repeal the Clean Power Plan is exactly the backwards way to go about it.
We've had plans already in place, as you mentioned, to retire some of these coal-fired power plants. What would this do to those plans? Might Entergy back away from these?
I'm hopeful that Entergy won't back away from their plans to retire these older power plants, but repealing the Clean Power Plan certainly does remove some incentives for people to do that. You know, I think right now we're on track to meet the Clean Power Plan goals in Arkansas and around the country for carbon reduction. Getting in the way of that really shows a disinterest in public health. Right now there are two that are most likely to retire are Entergy's White Bluff and Independence plants. They're older, early 80s, late 70s plants, and one of them has announced some plans to retire the White Bluff plant. There haven't been an announcement yet on the Independence plant.
And Entergy hasn't said, definitely. They've said they'll retire them, and you don't have any reason to think that they would back out on that.
Well, what the situation after the election is that we've got a president who's interested in rolling back a lot of the progress and closing some of the loopholes that had led to these utilities moving towards clean energy and away from coal-fired power. They haven't made an announcement yet, but we're going to keep the heat on them to do the right thing. And we're encouraged by the fact that Entergy is investing in clean energy, both solar and wind, as are some of the electric co-ops as well. So I think what we're seeing is that industry and history is moving us toward a clean energy future. Our president, unfortunately, is on the wrong side of history, and his announcement today really verifies that.
And not to dwell just on these two plants, but how significant was it in terms of air quality to retire those?
Well, they're the two biggest polluters in the state. They're 1,700 megawatt plants. They're older. They lack modern pollution control equipment. And getting those two plants closed was going to be the equivalent of taking millions of cars off the road and free up a lot of our energy here to be developed by wind and by solar. It's imperative that we do this kind of stuff in Arkansas, not only for our health, not only for our environment, but also so that we can be part of the clean energy revolution and bring thousands of clean energy jobs to Arkansans. We really can't depend on aging fossil fuel plants to provide jobs for Arkansas anymore. The rest of the world is moving towards clean energy, and Arkansas needs to be on that train.
Does the president's order here immediately undo what had been in the works?
Well, there are several parts to this order here. First of all, he wants to repeal the Clean Power Plan. That's going to take a long time. We're going to fight them pretty fiercely on that. He's going to have to go through the entire rulemaking process to repeal the Clean Power Plan, and we'll be participating in that. There'll be public hearings, any number of opportunities for the public to weigh in on the side of the environment instead of pollution. And then there were other things that he's interested in doing, such as opening public lands for coal leasing, which we're going to be fighting, stopping federal agencies from accounting for climate crisis numbers. And then ultimately he stated his objection to the Paris Climate Agreement, which is 196 countries around the world agreeing to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. We've got a president now who wants to renege on that agreement, and we are going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that we stay true to our word to the rest of the world.
That's Glenn Hooks, director of the Arkansas Sierra Club, discussing President Trump's executive order today. Glenn, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you.
This is 89.1 KUAR.